You're listening to The Show
with Sam
and Joe.
This is episode 468 for March 22nd, 2024.
This week we talk about antiques, new teeth, the Stardew Valley update,
pupusas, creating a will, and refrigeration on the Titanic.
So stick around for
The Show.
1, 2, 3, clap.
I don't have anything quippy to say at the beginning of this week. Well, I'm exhausted.
Back to me. Do you notice anything different about me and when I spoke today?
Did you get your vocal cords gayer? Is that a surgery you can do?
I went in and I said, I want more vocal fry. They took a cattle prod. They cut my throat open and they seared the edges until I was just,
yeah.
And then they stitched it back up and I said, gay to go.
Gay to go. Yeah. At one point, it gets so bad that like you can't differentiate between your voice and the sound of a taser going off.
Justin was watching this YouTuber the other day. I'll tell you about what's different in just a second. He was watching this YouTuber, and he was a bro, but he had, like, so there's, like, I don't know. Straight people make fun of our voices. I want to make fun of straight people's voices. That's just just the mood.
Right.
But the men who are like,
super gravelly and, like, I can't.
Gravelly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Gravelly. And it was a little extra gravelly. And I understand that I don't have a pleasing voice. I've been told that for the past 18 years on the internet, and that's fine.
Oh, yeah.
But
we've come to terms with that fact.
But why aren't we making fun of straight men's voices, too? Make fun of their voices.
Right. I think it's
about
damn time.
Their voices don't sound great either. No. Nobody's voice sound great.
No. Who has, like, the most pleasant-sounding voice?
David Attenborough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably.
For sure. David Attenborough. He could read me a book.
Yeah, read me the fucking phone book.
I would listen to the Bible read by him. No, probably not.
I wouldn't. Nope.
I don't
care
about that. Mm-mm. No.
Well, it sounds to me, am I hearing an extra tooth in your mouth? Is that what I'm hearing?
You are hearing an extra tooth in my mouth.
Well, last week I feel like I heard that you had 4 teeth, and now it sounds like you have 5 teeth.
Well, I was about to say it's the first time I've had all my teeth while we've recorded this podcast, but I don't think that's true because I got it taken out probably 7 or 8 years ago, and we're about to hit our 10-year anniversary here.
I don't like hearing that. I don't like you saying 10-year that.
10-year anniversary's in May. I scheduled, because it's on my calendar, and I scheduled something for that day. Let me see what I scheduled.
On purpose.
Oh, I scheduled a haircut for Piggy or something. I don't remember. Yeah, and it was on my calendar. 10 years. We started in 2014.
You cannot let me spiral right now. We have to talk about your teeth. How were your teeth?
Anything with your life. I just letting you know.
I just heard that you haven't done anything in the past 10 years.
You haven't done anything. When I was in Arkansas, there was a little something up with the dentist. And
we talked about how the dentist in Arkansas hate crimed you and then like
you don't
probably
need that
had
tooth.
Wooden teeth himself.
So I've been getting the implant done and they finally put on the final implant crown today. And it is really weird having it. It was the very last tooth on the bottom left. And it's weird having all those teeth there.
Wait, like is it like a molar?
Yeah, the very last one on the bottom left.
Damn, girl, how have you been chewing without that? You need that tooth.
You have another molar back there. I chew fine on that side before.
I love how the Arkansas dentist was like, you don't need that molar when it's like one of the most important teeth that you need. I love that for him.
Is it? I don't think that's one of the most important. I would think that your biting teeth.
Like your incisors, your like front teeth?
I would think, well, one in the middle, because then all your other teeth start growing inward.
That's true. They start migrating.
Yeah.
Like
no,
birds.
When I got it taken out, I really downplayed that tooth, mama. That mm-hmm. tooth left crying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really talked trash about that tooth. Said, she's not shit. You don't need her. You'll never see her again.
You'll never see her again. Well, she's back. Yeah. She's just artificial this time. So does
she's
it feel
artificial.
Weird?
Yes, I guess it's not like it doesn't feel abnormal, but like it feels like something's stuck back there and
right.
It's a tooth.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I have a piece of food back there. Oh, that's the toot that should have been there, that hasn't been there the right. past 10 years or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. So, that's huge.
Yeah, thank you. The receptionist hugged me.
Oh, yeah.
I got my favorite dental assistant, my favorite doctor.
Did you get a treat afterwards?
No, but I get to see them next month. I have a cleaning next month. And then I'm sure they're going to discover more.
Oh, yeah. They're going to they're like, yay, you got it
all done.
Right.
So I treated myself to something afterward.
Well, first I was gonna say to you, I'm curious if when you were, well, did you go to the dentist as a child? I guess that's the first question I should ask.
Yeah, I went to the dentist all through childhood. As long as I was in Arkansas, initially I went to the dentist. Then I moved to Philly and I didn't have dental insurance.
Right.
And so I didn't go to the dentist. And then that's like a pattern with our generation.
Yeah, me.
You don't go to the dentist.
And now I'm making up for it at 30.
Nobody goes to their dentist in their 20s. You just don't go to the dentist.
Right.
There's no time. You're too poor.
Yeah, you're too poor and you have an anxiety and debilitating depression. And you don't know what you're doing and you don't have any money. You don't have insurance for 10 years.
Yeah.
So I'm just assuming that the dentist that you were going to as a child wasn't licensed. Regardless, my childhood dentist, after our dental cleanings or whatever, like twice a year, they had like a little drawer with like not candy because that would be counterproductive at the dentist, but like little toys, like slinkies and shit. And I distinctly remember the first time that I got a dental cleaning and they didn't tell me to go back and get a toy because I was like 8 and I was crushed.
They didn't give you a toy at age 8?
No, they didn't. And I hate them.
I got one like until I graduated high school.
Yeah, that's what I feel. So is that like a standard thing for like dentists? Like that should be a standard thing. Apparently they did it with your dentist.
Ours was in a little like cardboard treasure chest.
Right. Because we're like dogs and we need like a treat after, you know, trauma.
Positive reinforcement. They say do it even to get yourself like exercising or eating healthy. They're like, yeah, until you get into the pattern, treat yourself to something while you're getting into the routine.
So you treated yourself, segue.
Oh, yeah. So I bought a Steam Deck.
Oh.
It was a big treat.
I mean, that is a big treat,
but
also,
ordered
like,
it today.
That sounds fun. Have they, upgraded the hardware recently?
They did an OLED screen, and it has better battery life. I don't think they're releasing a new model until, like, 2025 or 2026, though.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I was like, well, I actually need it for streaming too, because there's some games that are like really resource intensive. And if I can run it on the Steam Deck, do it through a capture card, then it's not using the resources of my PC and I can use those resources for streaming.
Right.
So I was like, that's good. And then also, it's my favorite thing this week. The Stardew Valley update came out and I really just wanted to just play it in bed. I play it on the Switch, but I can't get that save file off the Switch.
Right.
So I wanted it. I just wanted it. I've been through 2 years of dental work and I wanted it.
I needed a fucking treat. Well, so here's my question. I know that we'll talk about the Stardew Valley update during Favorite Things, obviously. But I thought that it only got released for PC. I didn't realize, is the update out for consoles yet? I assume PC, that would also mean Steam Deck because Steam.
Yeah, that's another reason. Like, I'm starting a new farm on PC. I hate sitting at my computer. I have about... So, yeah, it is only PC. I'm going to be able to do it on Steam Deck and use mods, which is
great. Right, right, right.
They don't know when it's coming out on Switch yet. So I was like, well, that farm is just sitting there
for a while. Sitting there just rotten.
But, oh, what was the other part?
What? Steam
I don't
Deck?
Know. I don't know where I was going with it.
Oh, so I was going to ask you, how much was the Steam Deck, and is it too big for your, I guess, I always assume you have tiny hands. You have long fingers, so I'm assuming that...
I have very long fingers. Mm-hmm. No, it's, I think it was $500. I bought the 512 gigabyte model.
Mm-hmm.
The OLED screen. I don't have it in my hands yet, though. But the one thing I don't like, and I was looking at alternatives. Like there's a Lenovo alternative and there's a, what's that? Lenovo? I said Lenovo.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
Asus. Acer. I think
there's another one. Mm-hmm. That are like the two big contenders. And they all have controllers like the Xbox, where the joysticks are ones above and ones below.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like when the PlayStation controllers, where both joysticks are right there.
Right, right. Yeah, because, I mean,
and
you
didn't grow up on that. And the Steam Deck is more similar to that. So yeah, I'll have to see.
I'm curious. I'm excited for your review of this because, like, I know a lot of people, like, there's people out there that they, like, love their Steam Deck. Like, it is their, like, pride and joy. And then there's other people out there, which I feel like is not going to be your case. But I have a couple friends, maybe one friend, who got a Steam Deck. I think it was secondhand, and they just didn't use it. And I just think it's because they, like, aren't that big of a gamer or something. Or maybe they just didn't have the time for it. But I feel like that I know a lot of people that have a Steam Deck that have, like, absolutely fallen in love with it. And so it's literally just like a Switch on steroids. And you have access to so many more games. And it's wild. One thing that I didn't realize about the Steam Deck, but it makes sense, is that, like, it has, like, an HDMI out. You can, like, capture footage from it directly.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Can
it's,
get
like,
the
basically
dock.
A PC.
Yeah. You can get a... They don't really recommend you get the Valve dock because it's the same as the other ones and, like, $40 more expensive. So I got a $30 dock, which I can hook up to my capture card for streaming purposes as well.
Nice.
But I have a huge library of indie games that I've been wanting to play that I never play because when I'm not working, I don't like being at my PC.
I am experiencing this currently where, like, for my work, when I am editing podcasts professionally for a fucking company, I am sat in front of, like, my workstation at home, or I'm sat in front of my workstation in office. And I'm realizing that, like, at the end of the day, the last thing I want to do is get on my computer and do anything, because I've been there for 8 fucking hours doing work. Like, I don't want to. Which sucks because,
yeah,
like, so many
awful.
Of my hobbies involve, like, the computer. Like, music making or games or, you know, other, like, little things in my life that I want to, like little projects that I have. And it's, like, in my brain, it's, like, the last thing I want to do is stare at a screen, even if it's for leisure or pleasure. So I need to, like, start developing habits and hobbies that don't involve the computer, which is, like, insane for me. Because, like, everything in my life is surrounded technology. But, like, the more... Maybe is it because I'm 30? Is it because I'm old and my eyes are, like, shriveling up or going to fall out of my brain? I don't know. But I think it's, like, it truly is something that I'm realizing every day after work. I'm like, I just want to shut my eyes and not look at anything ever again. So, but for you, like, with your posture and shit, like, I don't blame you not wanting to sit at your computer to do anything
else.
Well,
it just takes you away from every, like, when I'm not working, I'm not at my computer.
Right.
I would rather game. If I'm going to game in the living room, like it takes you away from people.
Right.
Like, I don't even like being on a laptop. I don't like laptops.
Remove me from my desk.
A zone for the computer. I get on the computer, I work, and then I leave it.
Right.
Like, I don't want to do it. It takes me away from, like, Piggy can't get to me. He wants to sit by me, and he can't sit by me.
Right.
I want to, like, talk to Justin, not sit in a corner. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not it. So,
yeah, like, having more separation there, like, developing a separation is something I need to work on, and I totally get that. So, having a Steam Deck. Now, I feel like that you have Stardew Valley on, like, 400 different devices. And,
yeah, I bought it, like, 4 times.
Right. I mean, support that indie dev, baby. But I'm recalling there was a situation where, like, you were using a device and it was too heavy for your little dainty arms. Is that going to be a problem with the Steam Deck? Because she's chonky.
Let's see. That was probably... I tried to get some controllers for my iPad Mini.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
I got a device where I could click my Joy-Cons onto the sides of it.
Right.
That was fine, but I couldn't use mods or anything. I was just using my basic vanilla farm.
Right.
Like, I can install Windows on the Steam Deck.
Yeah, literally. You know? It's a portable computer. Like, you have way more granularity and more customizability with it. So, which, I mean, we know you love mods, so this checks out.
Well, I don't really like mods on Stardew Valley. Stardew Valley's, I've 100%ed it without mods on my Switch.
I'm talking about, like, in games in general. You like mods.
Oh, yeah. I want some cheats here and there.
Right, you want some customizability. You want the nude mod.
But, like, I want to play more Baldur's Gate, but I don't want to play it at my computer. I want to go play it in bed.
Right. I want to play it somewhere away from work.
Yeah, I just, like, I really hate sitting on my computer.
Yeah, girl. It's bad for us. Although, I don't know. If,
I feel like I spent my whole 20s. Yeah. I think I spent my whole 20s in front of my computer.
I mean, girl, same. And here I am at 30 doing it more than ever because now I get paid a salary for it. So I'm like, I don't know what I need to do. I don't know, touch
I
some fucking grass.
Kids I sound like such an old person. I hate seeing kids on their phones all the time.
I'm never around children. So, like, I don't experience that, but
they're
can imagine
it. They're
always
on a tablet. They are always asking for your phone. And I'm just like, go run into the woods.
Right. Run into the woods and throw some cat shit over the fence.
Like, I hate it. And I feel like such an old person saying that. But
I mean, you are.
To be fair, I hate seeing anyone on their phone out in public. Right. Like, the world is starting to feel like more and more dystopian in the sense that, like, I was on the bus today and I look up, 20 people are on there. Every single person is on their phone. And I'm like, just what do we do? What are you? And they're not, like, you know, doing anything productive. They're scrolling through social media. And I hate that.
Right. I'd rather be, I mean, y'all because should be playing Poco Pong.
It's rotting their fucking brains.
Right. Very that.
And you can't talk to anybody anymore.
Right. Oh.
I sound like such an old person.
Oh, grandma.
I hate it.
It's literally that meme.
I hate it so much.
Yes, grandma. And you're
normalize
guiding you back
hating
to the,
people yeah. being on their fucking phones all the time.
You're literally my grandfather. I remember we would go.
You need to go outside.
Yeah. We would go camping. We had this this yearly camping trip when my sister and I were younger. And we had two of our other cousins would come with us. And my parents and I and my grandparents and our two cousins would go camping, you know, for a weekend or so. This is when I was like, I don't know, between the ages of like 7 and 14 or something. We did this every year. And we would be like in the backwoods of, you know, the Bitterroot in Montana, you know, camping. And my grandfather, you know, grew up in that sort of lifestyle and loved to fish and stuff. And my other cousin, who's a year older than me, he and I were at that age where, like, we had our Game Boy Colors and we were playing Pokemon. And my grandfather saw us playing our Game Boys out at, like, the campfire. We were outside. We were doing other things just in our leisure time of, like, not going fishing or looking for wildflowers or whatever. He would yell at us. He would say, "Put those Game Boys down. You don't need those." He probably told us to go, you know, walk into the woods and find something to do. But, yeah, you're giving old grandfather right now, and I kind of miss
well,
it.
Well, I think the problem is, even when you have a conversation with someone like these days, they're like, "Oh, did you see this on the internet?"
Right. It's like the topic.
No. And then they try to make you feel bad about not seeing it. And I'm like, sorry, I haven't scrolled through Instagram Reels mindlessly for 4 hours a day.
I don't have time
every day
for that.
Of the week,
right.
And I don't know the fucking rabbit that's fucking made out of AI.
What?
I don't know. There's probably an AI rabbit meme.
I understand old man yelling at cloud, but it's justified, I feel like. Like, yeah, it's everything's becoming more and more dystopian, and everyone's talking about is coming from scrolling TikTok.
I hate social media, but y'all should definitely watch me on Twitch because I don't consider that social media.
God. What game? You were playing like some Titanic game. Every time I log into Twitch, I watch a lot of Twitch. I just don't watch you because I like to separate work and pleasure, and you're not part of pleasure in any sort of capacity in my brain.
I don't want you in my chat.
Right. But every time I look over and I'm obviously following
worms.
You. Yeah, talking about worms. Yeah, I'm not bringing that up. I saw that you were playing some sort of game that had the word Titanic in it. Do you want to explain to the class what the fuck you were doing this past week?
I mean, I guess. It's a extremely big cult following game from 1996. It came out a year before the Titanic movie came out. It's called Titanic Adventure at a Time.
What? It came out before
actors.
The movie?
I had to play it on Windows XP. It came out a year before the movie. The movies helped it, like, do really well, though. Although, right. I think it did really well before even the movie came out.
Interesting. Did you play this as a kid?
No, but a lot of people did. It was an extremely popular game to stream, and it's doing well on YouTube as well. I had never even heard of it before.
Yeah, who brought this to your attention? Your chat?
Yeah, multiple people.
Wow.
Telling me to play this game, and I was like,
well,
okay.
Fine. And how is it? Fine. What's your review? Have you played? I don't know how much you've played of it.
Yeah, I beat it today. It's fine. It's like there are eight different endings. Let me tell you about the ending that I got today.
Okay.
So you are a secret agent on board the Titanic, but the game starts like World War II, but you go back in time, you get blowed up in a bombing in the UK. You go back in time to when you were a secret agent on the Titanic in 1912 to try to fix some mistakes that you made during this mission.
Mm-hmm.
So it like goes into the political climate of like Soviet Union and Germany and France and who's allies and who's enemies. And the ending that I got today, here's what I have accomplished today that mm-hmm. you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I prevented World War I.
Congrats. Proud of you.
I prevented the Russian Revolution, which I don't know anything about, so I don't know if that's bad or good. I prevented World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition, Hitler became an artist and the Holocaust, and so he didn't do his Holocaust.
His little Holocaust. That old thing.
That didn't happen. You don't want to say that didn't happen because I'm not a Holocaust denier and someone's going to clip that and be like,
and morph it together.
He said the Holocaust didn't happen.
I know. I'm not a Holocaust denier. That's not who I am. Girl, we believe in the Holocaust here.
Girl, you're not important enough for someone to stitch something together and try to do a smear campaign against you.
You'd be surprised. People like me, Sam, and they don't like you.
And I want to keep it that way. That's the exact way I want it. I don't want to go back in time and change.
Me.
I don't want to go back in time and change that directive.
And nobody talks about you.
And
you'd be surprised.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. So you prevented the Russian Revolution and Hitler's an artist. And so is that like a good ending? I'm assuming that's the good ending. What's the bad ending?
Taylor's an artist. Do you know what the bad ending is? The way things actually happened.
I was going to say, is it just like the Titanic
this
sinking?
This is the bad place.
Yeah.
Well, it always sinks. No matter what happens in the game, it sinks. And it sinks once you trigger the iceberg event. You have 55 minutes left to do everything you need to in the game. Then it's
timed. I love a timer. I love a timer to stress me out.
And so I did go down with the ship once, and then I redid the ending sequence, and I got mm-hmm. the good ending. And that is so depressing that
we are living in the bad place.
I mean, the place where all the bad things happened.
Is that inaccurate, though? Not necessarily.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's bad.
It's bad. One thing I wanted to ask you, because now I'm thinking about the Titanic, and that's sending me down a different spiral. But we've talked before about how, like, people in Victorian England just, like, shit in buckets and threw it outside their window, right? Into the street, into the river.
I think that was a little before Victorian times, but yes.
Did they have toilets in Victorian times? I don't think they had toilets back then. I think they were still shoveling shit and throwing it over the fence.
I think that was more medieval.
England was doing a bunch of shit with shit for a long time. Let's just
right. The roads are paved with turd. Yeah.
Right. Turd road. So here's my question. How you, okay, thousands thousands of people or hundreds of people on the Titanic? Thousands of people?
Like 2,200 or over 2,000.
A couple thousand people on the Titanic in, you know, the early 1900s. Sanitary wasn't great. I'm assuming sanitary on a moving vessel back in the 1900s wasn't great. I bet the Titanic was stinky.
I think that you think that the Titanic happened in like Oonga Boonga times. And
they hadn't invented the wheel on the Titanic. That's why they had to go across the ocean, because they couldn't drive, because wheels hadn't been invented
yet.
You think
that they hit the iceberg and the captain said, Oonga?
Oonga? Boonga?
You think that Neanderthal caveman with a 5-inch sticking out forehead.
Mm-hmm. The unibrow. Peered
off the ship. His head hit the iceberg as well. His forehead was so big. Yeah, I don't think you're understanding.
I just think that everyone...
It was a little more advanced. Electricity?
I just think that everyone before 1993 didn't have access to soap. Is that true?
Electricity? I mean, I know people now who seem like they don't have access to soap.
Oh, they have access to soap. They just specifically don't use it on purpose.
That part.
Anyways, if you were on the Titanic, I was going to say,
I would have been behind a cage on F deck. Right, they would have locked my gay, poor ass down there.
Which class on the caste system of the Titanic?
Girl,
we would be either locked in a cage on the F deck, or we'd be shoveling coal into the fucking fires for the steam engine. Or
they
whatever.
Would be using my body as coal in the steam engines.
Honey, your body wouldn't burn very long. You don't have a lot of energy there. Okay, I think coal would be a little more resourceful. In terms of burning.
They're not using... Yeah, I'm not... Nothing good comes from me being on the Titanic. Really good happened to anybody on the Titanic.
I just wish that Kathy Bates was there. But this game was before... Well, the Titanic was before Kathy Bates, but Kathy Bates was in the movie.
Well, what's weird, there's a necklace in this game. You have to find the real necklace. There's actually a Hitler original painting you have to steal.
Why
it has
does this
some secret shit on the back of it?
Hitler doesn't have anything to do with the Titanic, right? Like, why is this Titanic game very Hitler adjacent?
Well, because you're preventing World War II. You're changing
the
course of history, essentially.
Just seems a lot of Hitler. A lot of Hitler for a Titanic game, is what I'm saying.
Well, Archduke Ferdinand is never murdered. Yeah. He's never So World War I doesn't happen.
I'm so glad you accomplished a bunch of stuff this week. I went to the grocery store and I bought a pint of ice cream, and that's about it. So I'm not doing very well. But you
what
saved
kind?
It was more of that Jenny's ice cream.
Oh, okay.
It was the gooey butter cake, which I'm addicted to. I can only have it once a month or else I die. Anyways.
I don't know about butter cake in my ice cream.
It's a lot. It's not for everyone, but it sure is for me. I'll just say that. Well, congratulations on, you know, altering the timeline. I wish I was living in that timeline and not this one, so.
What do you think would happen if, like, we're not here to solve wars. I'm
they had
just
to be
go ahead
so
and put that out
stinky,
there.
Though, Joe. They had to be so smelly. Like, they're not washing every day on the Titanic.
On the Titanic?
You cannot tell me that they are washing their asses every day like they should be.
No, but they're not like
Oonga Boonga.
They're not like rubbing shit on their face.
I mean, I don't know, F deck, you and I.
I think they might have been smelly in the boiler room, and I'm sure there were some smelly people in third class.
Not third class.
Third class.
I wouldn't be
That's
caught
who
dead.
Got locked in.
Wouldn't be caught dead in third class.
Oh, and you have to at one point you're carrying a baby around the Titanic and you have to trade the baby for this like blackmailing letter.
Okay, so Hitler
and then you
Hitler paintings.
You watch a guy get shot. It's
murder,
pretty intense.
And human trafficking. So this game has everything,
well,
apparently.
You give the baby back to her actual mom. She gets, I guess it's a boy baby. Boy baby gets stolen. I think his name's Eddie. I don't know.
I'm not here to gender this Titanic
I'm
baby.
I'm not here to, exactly. I'm not here to gender the kid. I'm using the gay her to describe
her.
Everybody.
Her, the gay the her, gay which is her. They. Right, her.
Baby gets stolen from its mom.
There? It?
No, it's. Baby is an it. It's
it
mom.
It is not a human. It's a baby. It's an it.
Because the rich people are want the baby.
It's and very limber.
Oh, and there's a woman who she doesn't want to get in a lifeboat because she wants the right people to be in the lifeboat. And then she
by
just
the
never
right
gets
people,
in
you
one.
Mean white people?
I think most of the people on the Titanic were white.
Yeah.
But she, well, that has a big, I'm sure white people for her, but also on rich people is
oh, the rich
what
people.
She's
oh, okay.
looking for.
Mm-hmm.
She is the kind of the ship gossip and she's
love
looking
her.
To like get with a Richie.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a good game. I recommend it, but you got to play with a guide because oh, holy
there's
shit.
Like, there's a lot. Yeah.
It doesn't explain anything. I think some woman got poisoned and died. I never did anything about that.
Well, fuck her. It sounds like a point and click. Is that what this is?
Yeah, it's a point and click.
Okay, got no. I was assuming yeah. this was a side scroll shoot 'em up. That's what I thought this game was.
It's Doom. You yeah. shoot everybody so that you can get in the lifeboat.
Right, exactly.
They're yeah. like women and children first, and then if you kill all the women and children, then it's your turn.
Then you're first. Right, exactly. They didn't have soap. They didn't have the wheel, but they did have Gatling guns on the Titanic. So, yep.
At one point, you get to go to the bridge where the steering wheel is. And you can steer the ship in a different direction, but then the captain gets mad at you and steers it back.
Oh,
so you could have prevented the Titanic hitting the iceberg, too.
They should make it that, like, you have to steer it into the iceberg. Like, you are part of the problem, and you can't skip
like,
it.
Like, you
overtake
the
wheel.
You are
the sole reason. Right. Yeah. And then everyone blames
you. You have a glass
you.
Of Chardonnay.
Mm-hmm.
You have a glass of Chardonnay in one hand and British Cosmo in the other, and you're just...
Well,
the,
what
going
am I steer-
through it.
What am I steering the ship with? My cock?
You're not. That's why you hit the iceberg.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Yeah. The ship steered itself into the iceberg.
Did you like that movie, Titanic?
Titanic. I was very emotional about the Titanic when I first saw the movie, and I think I was like 10 or 11, but I think because I was a very...
Oh,
I was a very gifted
so you saw
child.
It
after-
well, yeah,
I,
you would have been.
I saw it after the Titanic crashed into
the
iceberg.
You would have been like 3 when it came out or something.
When did it come out in like 99, 98? Let's look it up.
97. I was 9, I think. I was in 4th grade. I remember one of my friend's parents taking us to go see it.
December of 1997. James Cameron. Yeah. So you saw it at the theater. The theater.
I saw it in the theater twice.
Wow. Yeah, I saw it on VHS when I was a little bit older, probably like, you know, 8, not 10, probably 8. And I was emotional about it, not because of everything that was happening on the Titanic, but I think Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On really gripped me as a child. And I'm not saying that as a joke. Like, I think I would always get very emotional about, like, music. Does that mean
well,
I have autism?
It was a very emotional song.
Oh, it is a very...
No, I think... Just everyone cries at that song.
But also, like...
It's like the In the Arms of the Angel.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of a meme now. I don't get emotional at that anymore. So, two pivotal moments about the Titanic that shaped me as a child. My Heart Will Go On by Celine. And then the moment where they're in the car and the hand that goes on the steaming window while they're fucking in that old-timey, you know, wagon.
That
you know
made
that scene?
You cry?
No. That made me... That did a lot of things to my 8-year-old body.
I remember the movie was a big deal because she was naked.
Oh, yeah. Is her... Do you get to see Kate Winslet's tit?
I think you see... I think she's full frontal
full
nudity.
Nipple?
Yeah, I think so. I remember that being why, like, we had to go with a parent. And then we were supposed to cover our eyes during it, and we didn't.
No, of course not.
Scandalous.
And that's what made you gay, was seeing Mayor of Easttown's tit. What were your thoughts about Titanic as a child? Was it pivotal to you growing up?
I liked it.
Well, obviously you went and saw it twice. Was that like, did you want to go twice or were you just like dragged there twice?
Well, I went to go see it with my friends once and I don't remember why I went the other time. Like, I mean, I didn't really have my own agenda. I was like 10.
Right.
I just kind of did what I wasn't like begging my parents to go see Titanic probably.
Okay. Gotcha.
But I remember it being, it was like a huge phenomenon. Like,
oh, people, yeah.
The news would interview people who had seen it in theaters like 70 times. It was
Jesus,
crazy.
Really? Oh my God.
Yes. People were crazy about it. Like just what it was called Titanic Fever of the 90s.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't remember that because I'm so young and fresh.
I thought the Titanic was going to be a lot more like important in everyday life than it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember when my parents told me that like it actually happened and was like based off of like a ship that actually crashed and everyone died. And that made me very alarmed and sad.
Yeah.
What was the sister ship to the Titanic?
Olympic or the Olympia?
Something like that. Titanic sister ship. Google? Yes, the Olympic. Oh, the Olympic and the Britannic. There you go. I didn't realize that they had two sister ships. Anyways, did those blow up? Where's the games for those?
I never heard of what the fuck is the Britannic? They talk about the Olympic on Antiques Roadshow UK all the time.
Maybe the Britannic is like the ugly sister out of the two.
They don't talk about her. They the painted her pea right. green.
Yeah, pea green, and she's shipwrecked on an island in the middle of the Atlantic. No one talks about her.
I didn't fucking know there were three.
Apparently, that's you learn something new. Anyway, speaking of the Titanic, do you think they had cheese in the Titanic?
It's cheese of the week.
Did they have refrigeration back then?
Man, did you learn anything in school?
No.
Everyone else is Oonga Boonga because you're Oonga Boonga. Because
I grew up Oonga. We didn't get a freezer.
You still throw your shit out the window. And that's why you think everybody up until now has thrown their shit out the window.
Listen, I haven't needed to change for anyone in the past 30 years. You bet your starry ass I'm not changing for anyone now.
We all wish you would. We've been hoping for it.
I know. Y'all have been complaining
for
years.
How do we get you
years.
To change?
I don't, I'm old and I'm set in my ways.
God.
What was I? Oh, refrigeration Titanic.
You are, surely they had fridges. They had seafood, right? I've seen the menus.
You were there.
When was refrigeration invented?
The RMS Titanic.
1834.
Okay. Well, I mean, but did they have refrigeration on boats?
Oh, that seems another in hindrance. 1913, refrigerators for home use were invented. So 1912 is when it sank, but that says for home use. So maybe industrial?
So you're saying there, that my question isn't nearly as ridiculous as you thought it was.
Were there refrigerators on the Titanic?
Apparently there was.
In fact, there was a separate refrigeration system running throughout the entire ship. Chilled drinking water. And chilled refrigerators at each bar. Meals were prepared.
They really were living in the future. Until they weren't living at all.
Oh my God.
Anyways, cheese?
It's cheese of the week. I got it. Did I show you about my new ring?
I mean, probably.
Speaking of the Titanic, this ring was made around 1912.
Is this the one that you got from the Netherlands?
No, that one's from the Netherlands.
The one I got from the Netherlands? Oh, that one's from the Netherlands.
That one's from the Netherlands. This one is from a small jeweler.
God.
This one is from a small jeweler in Buffalo, New York that operated between like 1900, 1930s. And they made gold jewelry. And this one's Edwardian style. It's a rhodolite pink garnet. On a gold band, 14 carat, I happen to find. And it's beautiful.
Okay. Are you going to send me a picture?
Oh, yeah, I can send you a picture.
I want to see.
All of my other garnets are, I have a couple of garnet rings, but they are like really cheap, like $20 cheap. And the garnets in them are like, you know, they're still really pretty, but they're... This is a beautiful raspberry colored garnet.
Love a raspberry. If you were to choose, like, what would your favorite sort of stone be in a ring?
Oh, garnet. That's garnet? Why I have three garnet rings. That's your favorite? I love them. I love all the colors of them.
Oh my God, this is pretty. Is that your finger?
Right? Yeah, that's my finky. I shaved it this weekend. Yes, I did. I shaved my knuckles this weekend. So
every week that passes, I feel like you morph more and more into salad fingers, and it just like makes more and more sense to me.
Oh,
this could absolutely be a stock photo. Are you sure these aren't hot dogs?
I took it with my Pixel 7A budget phone, not a budget ring.
Yeah,
well,
I
got it a lot cheaper than it should have been. I've seen some of this company's rings go for quite a bit, and I happened to scour for this one, and I was happy it was a garnet because it's
got a deal.
A gorgeous little dainty ring.
I'll post this picture to our Patreon.
It's got a nice chunky garnet.
Yeah,
and
it's
I'm
cute.
Very pleased.
I love that cut. It's very simple but elegant.
Yes. Yeah. I don't like kind of super flashy rings. I like a simple band and a simple solitaire stone.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's gorgeous.
We've talked about it before. I like things that are, it's not even really about the ring. It's about having something old. I love the
old.
Thought that back in 1910, some old lady got this ring and she loved it. And or a young woman. It was definitely a woman. Men didn't wear rings like this back then. And maybe she wore it to dances or to who knows what. And now a little gay in the 2024 owns it.
A little gay Efsler owns it.
A little gay in 2024 owns it.
And she would hate that.
She would hate that. And so it's really... It's really about pissing off straight people.
Right. At the end of the day.
At the
full circle. It's all about pissing off straight people.
But I just love that it was this little jewelry company. I can look up where they used to be on Google Maps. I know their address of their location in Buffalo.
There's history.
And it's a piece of history. Yeah. And it's a pretty little thing that I get to keep in a box. And it's like a little secret from the past.
It's a secret from the past, and whoever's soul that was attached to that ring just hates it that it's attached to your dainty little faggy hands.
I hope that they took it off. I hope that she wanted to be buried with it, and someone took it off her ring at the viewing.
Do you think she got railed?
Took it off her finger.
While wearing that ring? Do you think she got railed?
She, probably.
What's the energy that ring is giving off? Is it giving anal?
It's giving Captain Planet. It's giving hold it up to the sun and summon Captain Planet.
Yeah, recycle your plastic bags. That's what it's giving.
It's giving industrial resolution. It's giving pre-nuclear explosion metals.
Very
valuable.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all of the things it's giving. And it's giving cheese of the week.
Well, good cheese.
Thank you. You got a cheese?
My cheese this week are pupusas, a Central American griddle cake filled with... multiple things. The ones
what's
that I
the
had.
Thing you put your.
My pupusi?
Pupusa. Well, what's the thing you put your baby in?
A cradle.
A papoose. A papoose.
A baboon? What?
A papoose.
Oh, this is another. This is going to be another one of your fucking UK-isms, isn't it?
No, I think that's a Native American thing.
Oh. Well, here papoose, I am being insensitive.
Papoose baby holder. Or it's just a. That's just the word now.
You're right. It's Algonquin.
P-A-P-O-O-S. Why don't you learn something? Why don't you crawl out of that Oonga Boonga Neanderthal cave and start shitting in a toilet?
Yeah.
Start shitting in a toilet.
Use a goddamn toilet.
But yeah, if you tap papoose on Amazon, you get all of these modern day baby slings. It's the thing where you carry a baby on the front.
Right. Yes. From the Algonquin papoose, meaning child. It is an American English word whose present meaning is, quote, a Native American child, or even more generally, any child.
There you go.
So I guess, yeah, a papoose carrier, also known as a cradle board, was used by the natives to carry children. I had no idea. Anyways, this has nothing to do with ground up children or carrying them. It is a Central American griddle cake filled with cheese and meat. And I got a bunch at Costco and I threw them in my air fryer and they were delicious. And now they're gone. So there was mozzarella cheese in the middle of these pupusas, which is a cheese.
They look so good.
They're so good. I've
heard of them and never had them. It looks like it gives breakfast sandwich vibes.
Right. It's like it's like the size of a pancake, only the middle is like filled with meat and cheese.
Oh my God.
Or at least the ones that I were eating. I think it's usually filled with just cheese. I don't know. I'm not here to gatekeep. Regardless, pupusas, delicious and cheesy.
Here's one filled with meat, beans, and cheese. Holy shit.
Yeah, girl. It's like the original Crunchwrap Supreme.
I gotta find some of these. Wow.
Mm-hmm. To relate to the white audience that we have.
They really ripped off Taco Bell.
Right. Yep. Those El Salvadorans and
Look
Hondurans.
International supermarkets, frozen pupusas that can be found at international supermarkets in the United States, especially those highly concentrated areas of Salvadorians, such as Washington, D.C.
Girl, you
we
are
do
in
have a
prime.
We have so many Salvadorian restaurants here.
That sounds so delicious. I know nothing about El Salvador and their cuisine.
Apparently, I need pupusas. To be ordering like different things off the menu.
Mm. But that's out of my comfort zone, and I don't like that. Anyways, delicious. Good cheeses.
Good cheeses. Something to think about.
Okay, so our favorite things this week are diametrically opposed. Is that the term?
If mine is Stardew Valley, then if yours was the exact opposite, I don't have any idea what diametrically means, by the way. But I'm going to guess that yours is, well, what's the opposite of star is meteor... meteor, desert, mountain.
So okay, so I see Stardew Valley as something, something pleasurable, something joyous, something that makes you happy. So things that are the opposite of that involve my favorite thing this week. So you get to choose whether or not
your leg.
Right, you get to choose who gets to go first this week. Do you want to end on Stardew or do you want to end on whatever the fuck I brought to the table?
Well, I'm not going to talk about mine very much. I'll go first and I'll just say it real quick. Stardew Valley 1.6 update come out. Initially, the concern date, the developer was like, oh, it's just a small update to help with modding.
And
in fact, it is a massive update and it is introduced so many cool things that people are still discovering little
secrets.
I heard
you can drink mayo now.
You can drink mayo is one of the big things. Yeah, it just has introduced so much and I'm starting a new farm. That's part of the reason I wanted the Steam Deck. I want to play it in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just very, very cool shit. And the Discord, the Stardew Valley Discord was going wild the morning of the update because, Concerned Ape was like, I need to get up and have my coffee and then I'll hit the button to make it go live.
Oh, that's so funny.
And everyone was watching. They were watching his status on Discord, like thousands of people.
Like, when is he going to wake up and get online?
When it went from idle to online. Then he went online.
That's so funny.
And the Discord, like, fucking shut down because it broke.
It broke.
Like, the fans have been rabid for this.
Rabid, that's the word.
And I'm excited to play more of it. I'm going to start a farm on stream tomorrow, but then I'm also going to start another farm in general.
I haven't been into Stardew Valley for years, and I was into it for a very short period many years ago. And so I'm thinking, since I keep talking about I need, you know, hobbies that don't involve me staring at a screen, maybe I should develop a hobby staring at a screen, but have that screen be my television and have be staring at Stardew Valley instead of Pro Tools. I think that's what I should be doing. So I may slowly creep back into Stardew when the update hits the Switch, which we don't know.
Right, yeah.
But I'll keep my finger on the pulse and see when that'll happen.
It's been fun to watch. So the Wikipedia is hosted on like what, Fandom, or I don't know where it's hosted, but it has public one where you can see all the recent changes.
Right.
So it's been, I just refresh that page like every hour to see
what people
the Wikipedia being updated with all the new stuff. Yeah. And so I kind of enjoy that I'm giving myself a few days to like delve in because then I can see what I want to what I want to do first.
There'll be more info out there about like right. the new things.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always think it's so cute that like there's like such a cult following around this game. And it's just so wholesome.
It is. Like, I don't, it's a great community.
I've never heard anything problematic about the Stardew Valley community or the developer or the game itself or the people that surround themselves with the game. Like, I can't think of another, like, maybe Animal Crossing is like close to that where it's fairly wholesome, but it's like, I don't know.
It's its own thing. There's no connection with like the devs in Animal Crossing.
That's true. You know? Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. Nintendo. It's like Concerned Ape is one guy. And
yeah,
like
it's a small town vibe.
He's accessible in a way.
Everyone is queer.
Yeah, and everyone is queer. Yeah,
in the community, it's like yeah. Same with the Tamagotchi community.
I mean, I'm not surprised about that. Y'all are damaged.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Everyone's
queer.
Oh
yeah. Queer and mentally ill. Two sides of the same coin, baby. Well, good. I'm excited for you. Are you sure you want to hear about my favorite thing?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Why is it your favorite thing if it's so bad for you?
It's not bad for anyone. It's just that my favorite thing this week is the U.S. Advanced Care Plan Registry, or the USACPR, formerly known as the U.S. Living Will Registry. People around me have been dying. And when people around me die... I think to myself, I need to make sure that I have like my affairs in order, and like I need to make sure that I have like lists of like how I want my body to be like prepared. Like I don't want to be in a church. Like I have very specific things that I want to happen to my body once I get run over by a train. And so the thing is if you have specific wishes about, like, if you're hooked up to a bunch of... I told you this was not going to be happy. It's the opposite of Stardew Valley. I did warn you. If you have specific wishes about, like, being, like, on life support when you don't have any fucking, like, brain waves and you would rather them pull the plug, like, it's good to have your affairs in order. And a lot of it is, like... Well, how do people have access to this information? There's a registry that I found it's part of the US. I don't know if you can use it globally, but essentially you like upload all of your documents to this website and then they send you a card in the mail with like a little number. So when you do get run over by a train and you're in the hospital and they get your wallet out, you have this card in there and they can look up your ID information on this registry and they have access to like who your next of kin is. Who, you know, how you want your body to be, you know, rocketed into the sun, like your current will, who gets things. And so it's all in like one centralized place and people have access to it if like you're in an emergency situation. So I'd recommend everyone to, you know, think about your end of life care. And if you're interested in having a central living will registry database to input all your information at, right now it's like $50 and it's a one-time fee. And then you get a login information. You can like upload and change things all the time. There isn't like a limit or whatever. So I think they have sales on their like registry and it's between like $150 as like a one-time purchase. And I did that recently. Yeah, they have a sale on end-of-life living will registry. Who knew?
That is so unlike a government website to have a... Well, I guess this isn't.
This is not a .gov. You can find information at usacpr.com, and they have a lot of resources. So, I mean, it's just... I've heard so many horror stories, and I've seen so many horror stories about, like, the person that was caring or the people or the family that was like caring for a loved one, like gave them like a very like Catholic funeral when they were not Catholic at all. And like, you know, that's not what they would have wanted. So in my situation, when I want to be buried in a dumpster outside of Sonic and I want my reception to be at a Chuck E. Cheese instead of a Catholic church, I can have explicit instructions that people will have access to when that time comes. So if you're interested in starting a end-of-life care process a good website to look at for resources would be usacpr.com. And yeah, I did that. I got my ID card. So when Joe finally kills me, he'll know exactly how I want my body to be taken care of.
Well, here's the thing, though. They don't have to do that.
That's true. They could have all this information whoever, they could still throw me off of a bridge.
They could still have a Catholic funeral for you.
And I will haunt them if they do.
I just want whatever's cheapest. It doesn't really matter.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I have that in my information as well. Like, if I am getting cremated, I want to be cremated like in a wooden box. I want to make sure it's the cheapest thing. And I don't want those, you know, fugly little fuckers at the funeral home to try to upsell, you know, the box that I'm going to be burned in. Anyways.
I don't really care. I mean, it's none of my business. But
you're going to be gone anyway.
Well, especially for like who gets to decide. Right. Say like they can pull the plug on me. That's fine. Justin knows the first time I start slipping, we stop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We stop everything.
You're shutting the generator off for the entire hospital.
I'm done. I'm ready. And I don't want to be. I don't want to live like that.
Right.
But then afterward, that's none of my business what happens.
So if he were to taxidermy your entire body and then add joints so that you're able to be puppeteered, you wouldn't mind?
You could taxidermy my body, bend me over, and have a line of people fucking me, and I would not. I'm not around. I don't care.
Right.
It's not me.
Your soul is trapped in that ring.
Well, I don't really believe in fucking dead bodies. I just want that on the record. I just want that on the record.
On
That's
the record,
something you have to. I'm going to put that on my I'm going to put that on my USACPR.
Right.
I don't believe in fucking dead bodies.
There's only two things on Joe's. It's Joe believed the Holocaust did in fact happen, and
I don't believe in fucking dead bodies.
Mm-hmm. And that's what he wanted everyone to know.
And that's on period.
Mm-hmm. Good favorite things, I guess. Yours is way better than mine.
Good favorite things. I'll have to check it out. God, I have all my parents' like documents in a PDF, and it's wild.
Yeah, it's wild. I feel like that.
Do your parents have a will?
They do, and I know where it is. I don't know when the last time that they updated it, but for like someone like me who like I don't have a significant other, I'm living in like a different state. I don't have any family around that could advocate for me if I like got in an emergency situation. Like this is a really good situation, like a good way to express my wishes for me, since it's literally just me here and I don't have anyone else that's like, you know, part of that immediate plan. So you like Justin knows you. Justin knows that you want a fleshlight surgically implanted into your ass and for you to be railed like a Dawson's 50 load weekend. But that's when you're still attached to the machine.
Well, that's the only way I'll wake up from a coma. I'm not waking up otherwise.
Right. It's the 50th load.
You gotta give me something to wake up for.
Right. It's the 50th
load. It's Sleeping Beauty.
That's like Sleeping Beauty.
Mm-hmm. With loads.
Yeah. It's the 50th load. Your eyes start to open.
Just hold up some poppers and that's fine.
You know what isn't fine?
Hook me up.
This episode.
Hook me up to some poppers. Oh, you know the oxygen mask? Hook it up to some poppers.
Right. Yep. You have Kylie Minogue screaming in the background. Club mix.
God.
We gotta go.
Anyway, any good final episode. Thoughts?
I gotta go lie down and think about what you just told me. So
I gotta go eat some Chinese food.
That sounds so good. Well, we're out, baby.
Well, thank y'all so much for listening. We will be back next week with the regular episode. And also next week, we will have a bonus episode for the Patreon patrons.
Yep, that sounds good. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and more at theshowsamandjoe.com.
You can also support us to help keep the podcast going at our Patreon, patreon.com/theshowsamandjoe.
Patrons also gain access to exclusive content like bonus episodes, music downloads, physical rewards, and more.
We also want to give a big personal thanks to the wonderful podcast patrons who have donated $5 or more.
Thank you to Alex P.,
Alex S.,
Alexander P.,
Alexander T.,
Amanda L.,
Amy T.,
Andrew G.,
Andrew P.,
Ben B.,
Brian H.,
Carl K.,
Carolyn A.,
Chris C.
Chris M.
Dallas E.
David M.
Duran C.
Devin B.
Devin L.
Halo.
Javier.
JL.
Jessica L.
Joseph S.
Lindsay C.
Martin D.
Montez.
Morgan M.
Nick I.
Ryan.
Sam and Ari.
Scott A.
Soyzilla.
Sylvie C.
Tom I.
William W.
Xavier D.
And Zachy.
As usual, thank you to all of our listeners, and we'll see you all next week on
The Show.